For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole body were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them in the body, as it hath pleased them. Oh, hath pleased him. And if they are all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honourable, upon these we bestow more abundant honour, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honour to that part which lacked, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another.
Thank you.
Corinthians 12, verse 26 to 31. If one part of the body suffers, all other parts suffer with it. If one part is praised, all other parts share its happiness. All of you are Christ's body, and each one of you is part of it. In the church, God has put all in place. In the first place, apostles. In the second place, prophets. And in the third place, teachers. Then those who perform miracles, followed by those who are given the power to heal, or to help others, or to direct them, or to speak in strange tongues. They are not all apostles or prophets or teachers. Not everyone has the power to work miracles or to heal diseases or to speak in strange tongues or to explain what is said. Yet set your hearts then on more important gifts. Best of all, however, is the following way.
Thank you, Catherine. I have a very brief talk on the body, or the church, the body of Christ. The key verse, verse 25, is this: and so there is no division in the body, which is our church, but all its different parts, that's all of us here, have the same concern, or should have the same concern for one another. Our church cannot work well properly unless we're all encouraged to take part, as we all have taken part this morning. We all have gifts and talents. We've got people sitting behind me, we've got the gift and talent of playing brass band instruments. We've seen people playing guitar, singing. We've got people that have been working hard behind the scenes. People organising the march at 10:30 today. In fact, I think, can we give a round of applause for Terry Dawson in particular, who arranged that, because there was a lot of hard work with the local council and with the police. So thank you, Terry. And I think it's got one of the worst seats at the back as well, so. Yeah, so we all have different talents. And the talents have been given to us by God, our Creator. We all have our part to play in church, young and old, small and big, weak or strong. And there's plenty of opportunities to do God's work. There's Christian Aid coming up this week. There's the suppers we do for the socially disadvantaged people each month in our church. Or there's a visit to a friend who's ill, or to a family member who's ill. So we've all got our part to play. Our church is a diverse mix of people, and that's what the reading is about, people with different spiritual talents and gifts. And we should use those to spread God's word. Some people, you may feel too young or too small or too weak to serve God and the church. But I have to say to you today that God needs every single one of us, young or old, small or weak, whether it be very, very talented people or people who feel they've got very little to offer. We're all needed to do God's work. This is where the question comes up about the sketch. I did say there'd be a question. What happened in the sketch when the body started to disagree and some parts stopped doing their job? What happened? Sorry? There was a car accident, yeah. That's right. George, was you going to say that as well? Absolutely, yeah. Very good answer. Thank you. Yeah, so there's a car crash because the body wasn't working together. Now, we are the hands, eyes, ears and feet of Jesus, which is the theme, the church, the body of Christ. And we're here to help others and tell them about our faith, our belief in God and our Christian life and being saved through Jesus. As we celebrate 130 years of the YPCF, or Sunday School as it used to be called, let us hope and pray and work to continue to play our part in the church, carrying on the work that Jesus began, from the youngest, which I think is Benjamin, to the oldest. And I won't spend time trying to work out who the oldest is here today. Amen.